Unfaithfulness is in our right perspective, our right conclusion, our right, focus. Because as we will proceed with light, as we will proceed with grace, as we will proceed with unified consciousness, we awaken to our whole self. Now, there's tremendous power that occurs as we establish providence, as we establish the priority over our total understanding of self. So they're asking us to allow ourselves to proceed, allow ourselves to be lifted, allow ourselves to travel on beyond past glance. Past glance is where you've been conducting business. Past glance is how you've been perceiving life. So what we want to imagine is that there's a follow through. There's a next page to turn. There's a new understanding of self that we're aligning with that has a broad stroke reality. In other words, we access more of our purpose. We access more of our alignment. We access more of our strength. We access more of our dutiful rite of passage. So this means we step out of the fairy tale book. And I literally have, like, it's almost like that old show Bewitched, where it's like you're reading this fairy tale and suddenly the character takes off and leaps out of the book. So this is what we're doing. We're in process of stepping into new sequencing, stepping into new availability, and we're going on past protocol. That means we're going to see opportunities, understandings, possibilities that have far-reaching conclusions. So in English, every time we learn how to step out in faith, what we signal to ourselves and to our higher awareness is our readiness to begin the flight of dreams. So in other words, we're moving into our new relevance. Yes, my love, come here, buddy. We're moving into our new relevance. We're moving into our new place that resides beyond, just imagine coordinates on a graph, you know, and it's like you've had this little box area you can play with. And what we're doing is we're orchestrating our destiny and moving way beyond that. Now, sometimes it's going to seem inconsequential. So it's like, oh my gosh, I could put, you know, the silverware in this drawer and it would save me time from having to keep turn around. Like, it may seem totally insignificant, the things that are going to be pressed upon you. They're showing me Ten of Pentacles. This is extremely powerful energy. So it's going to come in sequencing. In other words, the first step up may not be total radical forgiveness of self and others and you just suddenly ascend. It may be switching the order of silverware where, wow, there's an easier way to set up my kitchen. But this is the point. We're stepping out of faith into new sequencing, into new guidance, into new formatting. And so each time we set the stage of allowing ourselves to step into our new normal, to step into our new framework, to step into our new place of reference, so this becomes our entitlement, because once we see ourselves in our new placement, in our new understanding, this is where we start broadcasting from. This is where we start tuning in. So it's like finding a new channel or finding a new program or whatever. So when you go back, you go to that new station, you go to that, it's like, oh, let's go see, you know, I just subscribed, let's go see what they have today. So you found a new placement, a new reference. That's what we're doing. We're creating our possibilities through our future extension. And so future, again, comes into our alignment in our everyday placement, in our everyday reality, in our everyday focus. So as we will receive the gifts of true remembrance, as we will receive, they're saying our new locale, like our new focus, our new positioning, we're entitled to a broad stroke glance. So what this means is now that we found our new place, our new reference point, now we're in the accelerated format. So now it's not just about where the forks and knives go. Now it's where well, where do I put myself in the seating in the meeting room? Now it's, where do I put myself in terms of seeking my own advantage, my own priority in conversations with others, rather than just attending to the needs with others. So in other words, once we start stepping out of time, in other words, our old reality, our old paradigm, and so it's sort of like drops. It may seem insignificant, but guess what? Suddenly you now have a pool of water. So this is what we're attending to, and this is what we're inviting in, and this is what we're claiming is our true self, our whole self. So as we will receive these gifts of advancement, as we will receive these gifts of truest favor. Now this is very relevant. This is about favoring our own awareness, favoring our own lifestyle, favoring our own consent. And then showing me the card of healing. So in the card of healing, there are these beautiful colors. Excuse me. So what happens is the energy start healing me. That's why I keep burping and stop. So this is the point. Wherever we need the healing, that's where we're going to receive it. So back to our card. There's like purple, there's green, but that green is just standing out. So this is very significant. They're saying like rite of passage. So the rite of passage doesn't have to come, you know, with fear or trepidation. It's like, oh, initiation time. Rite of passage, they're saying, is please proceed. Now, this is very relevant because sometimes we tend to hold ourselves back because we don't think we're up, we're like up to snuff. We don't think we measure up. Where what they're saying is, please proceed. So what we're doing is accessing what is available in the here and now. So that sounds a lot more pleasurable. That sounds a lot more favorable. Hold on. Come here, buddy. Oh, Lordy. That sounds a lot more favorable. That sounds a lot more attainable because that means we have easy access. That means it's here, available, ready to go. It doesn't have to have far-reaching conclusion. What they mean by that is it doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be difficult, but it means leaving our old lifestyle. So what this has to do with is knowing, see, this is where we're coming upon ourselves, knowing, realizing, recognizing that things are about to shift. Now that's where we come into that state of iffiness. Because as things shift, we realize that we're leaving the old to attend to the new. So this is what we're entitled to, but they're asking us to kind of do a self-check because we're asking for more, we're asking for grace. But the question is, are we ready to leave the old? Are we ready to step out in faith? Are we ready to no longer fulfill the old lifestyle? So part of us, how do I put this in words? They're saying it's sort of like a little of a part of us just kind of gets comfortable. So in other words, it's not very challenging. Not a lot is asked of us if we assume the old lifestyle. We wake up, we know how to function, we know what's required of us, easy peasy. If we step out of faith, who knows what we're going to attract next? Who knows how this is going to shift? So on the one hand, we're saying yes. On the other hand, we kind of like it to be comfortable. So what we're learning to do, and this is essential, we're learning to attend to our new possibility. So back to that example, that almost like silly example of the silverware, we're learning to realize attending to the new is easy, possible, attainable, and it like sinks in like easy peasy. This is the reason it's important for us to continue to come into agreement in each moment, because we're building that stamina of readiness. We're building that consent of, I think I can do this. I think this is workable. I can do this. This isn't pushing me too much. And so we're building up that transference of power, because remember, this realm is the belief in powerlessness. That's why governments seem to have control over the populace, and it's like power to the people. Well, that's what we're in the process of doing. We're building that power of relevance within self. Because the only way, the only reason the paradigm experiences what it is because we hold that belief. And so what we're doing as the light workers is we're shifting that structure within. And so we're doing it moment by moment, saying yes to our power, saying yes to our new faithfulness, saying yes to our new indicative, saying yes to our new broad stroke reality. So as we will receive our divine appointment. So this is where the tree is already in the acorn. So when we say yes to our divine appointment, we're saying yes to what has already begun. So remember, it's going to show up in faithfulness, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, tomorrow. But it shows up in those time sequence appointments because of our activating principle in the now moment. So in other words, it's all in the now. So what we do in the now is relevant to what we're then going to suddenly receive spontaneously in what we would see as the future. So we're making that credit. We're making that determining value. We're coming into consent right now. We are activating that which we may seem to experience tomorrow. So as we will receive this in our full completion, so what we're doing is we're saying yes. So when we say yes to those little bridges, those little moments of faith, where we step, where we stretch, what we're doing is we're exercising our choice. We're exercising our power. We're exercising our relevance. We're recognizing we're no longer victim to the outer realm. And we are creating that statue. We're creating that alignment, that agreement, that consent, that merger in the now present. So as we will receive all future extensions, that means everything we experience in the future, it's like, ah, my divine appointment arrived. We're receiving it now. We're consenting to it now. We're saying yes. So Mary Magdalene is here holding us, she's saying, like, in true regard and truth faithfulness. What she's doing is sort of like sponsoring the energy that we're responding to. So just imagine if you had like an overlay, or you had like extra assurance. Like even when we say to each other, will you pray for me? Will you pray over me? This is what we're doing. We're extending our light. We're extending our trust so that it's amplified for the one that's made that request. It's like, and so again, it's not that we do what they came here to do. It's we support what they are holding in place. So, and that's what Mary Magdalene wants to explain. So she's not doing it for us. She's amplifying what we are doing for ourselves. And she's saying we're entitled. It's almost like grown-up spirituality. So it's not what someone else does for us. It's what we serve ourselves. So as we will begin in faith, as we will begin in true remembrance, now I have Hathor stepping in as well. So there's a lot of energetic alliance that's occurring because, again, remember, multidimensionally, we exist where it is we believe we're receiving the support from. So if we can understand that, we're learning how to bring in all of our relevance, all of our sequencing, all of our descending value. And descending value is, just imagine, they're showing me just like this imagery of like basically pouring our divine self into our bodysuits, into form. So this is what we're doing. We're in form, but we're activating our multidimensional I'm just going to say attainment. And the reason I'm saying that is because we're attaining it. We're attaining it. We're adjusting to it. It's like we're turning on the lights in a house. Imagine going through a mansion that hasn't been used in a while, and you're just going through the lights, turning on, you know, just turning those switches on, turning those switches on. It takes, you got to walk, you got to find the light switch, but hey, you're in the house. How hard is it to turn on the switch? So this is what we're adjusting to. We're realizing, remember, we're accessing greater influence. We're realizing we exist beyond rote memory. So we exist beyond what we've been attending to as ourselves. And we're opening ourselves up to future advantage, future extension of light. So as we will receive, we do so with earnest thanks. That means we're thanking ourselves for coming into agreement, for coming into this awakened status. It's very essential that we understand we are the ones consenting, turning on the power, coming on board, lighting up. So imagine, think of like the Great White Brotherhood or your higher self on a light ship somewhere, and you're looking at all the light workers, you're looking at all the masters that have incarnated on earth, and you're watching them one by one consent to their light, excuse me, and you can see it. You see the shift. You see when someone says yes to their light. So just imagine your higher self, your favorite master, Mary Magdalene, seeing you reporting to duty, seeing the light being activated. That's how we're received. They see us in light. That's how we're viewing ourselves in and out of body by our light. So as we will receive these gifts, as we will receive this true communion with our own awareness, we adjust with pride. Not pride, I'm better than another, but pride in that we've had the courage to consent to our holy remembrance. Let us receive. So it is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.